Translation. Arjuna said, "O my dear Krishna, I wish to know about Prakriti's nature, Purusha, or the enjoyer, and the field, and the knower of the field, that is knowledge, and the end of knowledge." The Blessed Lord then said, "This body, O son of Kunti, is called the field, and one who knows this body, is called the knower of the field."
Khetra, khetra, khetra. Just say, we are living in this apartment and we know that I am not this apartment, but I am living in this apartment. People say that because the super soul or the soul is living within this body, therefore the body is soul. This is not very good argument. That is being cleared by Krishna himself. Idam sariram tantya khetra iti abhidhyate. Khetra. Khetra means a land or a place. So, idam sariram tantya khetram iti abhidhyate. And the next one.
Ekavyo bheti.
And one who knows it, he is khetra go. Go means in knowledge. So, we should know this. That I am not this body. It is my body. If we analyze the body, I say, it is my hand, it is my leg, it is my head. Nobody says, I head, or I head. I is different from this body. I am living in this apartment, but I am not this apartment. But the modern civilization is going on the basic idea that I am this body. I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, I am man, I am woman. This is Kanda. This is the conception of the animals. The animals, they do not know that the dog, the body dog, and the soul who has obtained the body of a dog, the soul is different from the body. This is the basic information. Asangayam purusha. The living entity, soul, is not this material body. Asanga. He has no the accusation. He is put into that condition, but he is different from the body. What is that? He has gone out and gonna come. But this should be clearly understood. This is knowledge. That I am not this body. What is the name? Yes, next. If you study, if you meditate on our body, I am this body, I am this thing, no, the answer will come. No, I am not this body. And it is my body. It is my finger, it is my head. This is a simple thing. And here it is confirmed by the Supreme Authority, Krishna. And we can experiment it. So how it is that I am identifying myself with this body? Therefore, Shastra says, Jashyatma buddhi kunape siddhatuke. This body is a product of the three dhatu, according to Ayurvedic system, kapha, pitta, vayu. So, anyone who is accepting this body made of three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu, he is no better than Gokhara, Saiva Gokhara. But anyway, Jashyatma buddhi kunape iti dhatuke sadhik kalatra vidubho vajyadhi yattirtha buddhi salilena karhiche janesu avijnesu saiva gokhara. Gokhara. Go means cow and khara means ass. So, people are identifying with this body. But Shastra says such persons are no better than the cows and the asses. Now just try to understand what is this civilization. Just try to understand it is a combination of cows and asses. Because everyone is identifying, I am this body. I am Amita. I am Russian. I am China. Let us fight. I am Hindu, I am Muslim. This is going on. The simple knowledge is left. The simple knowledge that I am not this body. And aham brahmat, the basic language, soham. Soham means I am the same spirit soul as the super soul, as Krishna. I am qualitatively one. As Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, similarly, I am also Satchidananda, part and parcel. The difference is that I am very minute. As the expert has explained, the minute particle of gold is also gold. That is not different. A minute drop of the sea water is also the same quality, the same chemicals. Similarly, we being part and parcel of Krishna, we are not subjected to the material condition. But we have put ourselves in this material condition. That is called Maya. We wanted to enjoy separately, separated from Krishna. And therefore, we are put into a condition which is illusion. That I have already explained several times. At night we forget all these bodies. Although in daytime I identify myself that I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman. At night when I sleep I forget whether I am American, Indian, Brahman, or Kshatriya. It is ordinary. I am in a different atmosphere. I am dreaming something. And again, at daytime, I forget what I dreamt at night. So, sometimes we go very unknown place, very nice place, very nice building, nice atmosphere. And as soon as the dream is over, then again I want my bed. And when I dream, I forget I am not in my bed, but I am in the surrounding of palaces, of gardens. So this is our daily experience. So, because we wanted to imitate Krishna, Krishna Bhuliyaji Bhagavan Shakari, the Krishna has given us a place which is illusion, which is not fact, temporary, illusion. Just like we sometimes see water in the desert. That is illusion. Practically there is no illusion and there is no water. But we see, oh, here is water. pass water. The animals, they run after the water. Similarly, we are also running after this illusion. There is happiness. There is happiness. But there is no happiness. At the fag end of life, they are disappointed. They are frustrated. Vidhya kalo avala sabasukha bhagam. When we cannot eat no more, we can enjoy with our senses, then we become very much depressed. Old men, you will find old men, those are not spiritually inclined, they are very morose. Morose because they cannot use anymore the senses. They sometimes take medicine. But how can we do? So, vriddha kala avala. So we are under this illusion. This is called maya. We should understand that we are not this body. We are not this body. Our bodily enjoyment, sense gratification, that is illusion. In another place in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find, it is said, sukham mattam sikam jattam otindriya grahayam. End of that verse. Sukham attam sikam jatta hotindriya gaya. We are trying to enjoy life with these material senses, but that is illusion, that is temporary. Temporary and illusion. Real enjoyment is with our spiritual senses, certainly, Alugar.
Sukhamatmasyatta buddhigrahyam achindriyam veti yatranachayavayam sitaschavati tatpataha.
What is the translation?
There's a few verses together. The stage of perfection is called trance or samadhi. When one's mind is completely restrained from material mental activities by practice of yoga, this is characterized by one's ability to see the self by the pure mind and to relish and rejoice in the self. In that joyous state, one is situated in boundless transcendental happiness and enjoys himself through transcendental senses. Established thus, one never departs from the truth, and upon gaining this, he thinks there is no greater gain.
So, every information is there. If we want actually happiness, then we have to purify the material consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We have come to the point of Krishna consciousness. That Krishna consciousness can be achieved by the grace of Krishna. Krishna consciousness, athāpi ti devo padāmbujaddham, prasāda lesānu grihita evai. Krishna cannot be understood by any other method than the Krishna method. Krishna is absolute. Therefore, if one wants to understand Krishna, he must take the Krishna method. Krishna metta. Because Krishna is absolute, there is no difference between Krishna and the method of attaining Krishna. They are the same. Metta, the bhakti metta means Krishna metta. Bhakta Bhagavan. And the metta to approach Bhagavan is called bhakti. The whole thing is based on one root, vajra. Vajdhātu, that means offering a loving service to the Lord. And Krishna says, bhaktyāvāma vijāna, see, ana bhajatīvāma nannabhā, these words are there. Sādhurīva samantartha, apīte śukrācāra bhajatīvāma nannabhā, bhajate, this means bhajate. Chatudvīrā bhajate mā. This word, bhaja, is very important. From bhaja, the word bhakti comes. bhajanasukti. So, bhakti means bhajan. Bhajati mahanandava. Mahatmanustu maham kratu dhai prakiti mahasi. Bhajanti anandaman. So, again bhajanti. Mahatmanustu maham kratu dhai prakiti mahasi. This bhajan is for Mahatma, not for the Duratma, or Kudratma, Mahatma, one whose Atma has been expanded, Mahatma, not crippled. Those who are thinking in terms of society, nationality, country, religion, or so many things, they are not Mahatma. They are Kudratma, small. Those who are thinking broader way, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, Prithivite ase jato nagaradi. He's not thinking in terms of Prithivite ase jato nagaradi. As many towns and villages are there all over the world. He's not thinking in terms of my village, my country, my society. Everyone is thinking like that. But those are Mahatma actually. They are thinking in a broader way. Prithivi Tayasidatunavara. Krishna is thinking in terms of all living entities. Sarvajoni Sukamunti, Sambhavanti Murta. All living entities, in all species of life, in all forms of life. Aham Bija Pradapita, I am their father. So, this is called Mahatma. Krishna is thinking in terms of our living. People are saying that Krishna is Hindu God. Oh, why Hindu God? The dictionary, it is said in English dictionary, that Krishna is one Hindu God, is not? It is a right? Hindu God. He says that I am the father of all living entities. Why he should be the father of the Hindus, Indians? He's father of everyone. He says, but they write in the dictionary, Krishna is Hindu God. Misinterpretation. Krishna doesn't say. And Krishna himself, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prithivite ase jato nagaraditya. As many villages and towns are there, sarvatra prachar hoye mur. Thus my name will be celebrated in every village, every town. So this Krishna consciousness movement is not a creepy movement. It is a very broad movement. Claiming all living entities to come to Krishna, back to home, back to God. Therefore, we should not be bodily conscious. Krishna has said that body is not I am this body. Idam sariram khetra. It is a field of activities. Khetra. Field of activities. It's like one who is bodily conscious, he undergoes a very severe exercise. The body becomes very stout and strong and he is happy. He is happy. Because he thinks from his body. Similarly, you can make your body spiritually strong. As you make your body materially strong, similarly you can make your body, because this is khetra. Khetra means the field or the land. In the land, by tilling the land, by cultivating the land, you can produce nice grain also and inferior grain also, as you want, because the land is in your possession. You can cultivate as you like. Similarly, this body is there, and I am the tiller, I am the krishna or agriculturist. So, by using the land, I can become spiritually advanced or I can become materially advanced. It is up to me. Spiritually advanced means gradually to forget that I am this material body, I am Krishna, I am Brahma, that is spiritually advanced. And material advanced means I am this body, I am America, I am India, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, I am Man, I am God. This is material. Both these human form of life, because it is not animal life. Always remember that I am not animal. I am not human being. So, I can utilize, these things will be explained in this chapter, how I can utilize this body. Both ways I can utilize. If I simply limit myself with the bodily necessities of life, just like the animals, eating, sleeping, sex intercourse, and defense. These are common to the human body and the cats and dogs body. But because I am human being, I can utilize my body in a different way. The cats and dogs cannot do. That is the difference between a human being and an animal. If you don't utilize my body as human being, then I am no better than cats and dogs. Actually, I am cats and dogs. If you simply limit myself, how to eat very nicely, how to sleep very nicely, how to have sex intercourse very nicely, and how to defend myself very nicely, then you are no better than animal. But this is the business of the animal. The animal cannot be invited to become Krishna conscious. That is not possible. Even if he is invited, he cannot sit down, he cannot hear. Therefore, those who are very much advanced in animal propensity, they cannot take part in this Krishna consciousness. Those who are, to say frankly, no better than animals, they cannot take any interest in the Krishna consciousness. That's not possible. Therefore, Krishna says, who can take? He says, you take from Krishna all the words, you don't believe me. Krishna says that, desam antagatam papam, janānāṁ puṇya-karmānāṁ te dhanna-mahā-nirmukta-bhajanti-māṁ-virabhṛtā. So, animal life means sinful life. Animal life. Even this human form of life is also sinful unless we come to the Krishna consciousness platform. We come to the animal life means sinful life. If I act as sinful as hogs and dogs, just like if I don't discriminate from eating, just like the hogs, they have no discrimination. They accept in stool. Come on, I tell it. They get the body of hogs or dogs. And if you utilize this body according to the Shastra to purify it, because human body is meant for purification, jasma suddheta satya, that is the instruction given by Rishabhde, tapo dibbam putraka jasma suddheta satya jena suddhika satya jasmad brahma sukham anantam. Nayam deha dehu bhajan niloke kasyana kaman arhati dhir bhujanali. He advised Mr. Prithi's sons, my dear son, don't use this body like the hogs and dogs, whole day and night searching after food, eating for eating. Don't use it. And after eating, as soon as there is the sex is strong, there, sex left. There is hogs left. You have seen. These are the examples, nature. Yeah, they are very tough and strong, fat, eating stew. And as soon as happy, immediately, sex left, without any discrimination, mother, sister, or anyone. There is hogs. You see, from nature's example, dogs and hogs, the dog has no, can't see or see at, and then history, they are having sex life. So, human civilization is coming to that. Already it has come. In Western country, at least in our country, it has not come still. And Western is common after young woman, embracing, kissing, and everything. And sometimes sexually also engaged on the sea beach, in the garden. You have seen it. So, practically you are coming to the hogs and dogs life. This is our advancement of spirit. Why? On account of this bodily concept of time. I am this body. So this should be first of all understood as a Idam sariram kontriya shetram. It has been awarded to you for utilizing it for different purposes as you like. You can utilize it like cats and dogs and hogs, and you can utilize it as devata, as demigod. That is up to you. We have got little independence. We can utilize or misuse this independence. But the Shastra says that this body is not to be utilized as cats and dogs and hogs. Shastra. Therefore, Krishna says, Jasastra vidhim sridhya vartate kamakala. Anyone who does not care for the instruction given in the Shastra, Shastra, just like anyone who doesn't care for the law of the state, what kind of man he is? He is a loafer, an outlaw. He is not a respectable citizen. Similarly, anyone who does not follow the Shastra as meant for human beings, not for the cats and dogs and hogs, as law is meant for the human being, not for the cats and dogs. Therefore, we have to follow the Shastric injunction. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, or Vyasadeva says in the Puranas, in the Vedanta Sutra, they are meant for, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the anadi bohirmukh jeev Krishna bhuli gela, ataye Krishna Veda Purana puri. What for these Vedas and Puranas are meant? Because we have forgotten Krishna. We have forgotten Krishna. Therefore, to revive our Krishna consciousness, so many Vedic literatures are there. So many. So, this life is meant for utilizing this body. Kapodipam kutraka jina suddheta sapta. Our sapta existence is not now pure. It is because it is not pure, therefore we have to transmigrate from one body to another according to our desire, according to our karma. Nature is giving you. Brahman, Sarvabhutani, Jantra, Rurani, Maya. We have been given a vehicle. Now we have got this nice vehicle, this human body, vehicle, moving. But if you don't utilize it as human being, then it will get another vehicle, like dogs and horses. And sometimes no movement. Stand up for 7,000 years as a tree, not as a tree as tree. Yes? So this is going on. So, the first essential knowledge to know that I am not this body. We are working so hard. Body means the senses. The senses. Indriyani pararahu, indriyadva paramana, manasattu parovibhi. So we have to transcend this bodily concept of life. Bodily concept of life means sensory. That's all. Yeah. The bodily, because I am thinking of this body, therefore I must satisfy my eyes by seeing something beautiful. I must satisfy my tongue by eating so many things which are even forbidden in the Shastra. But my tongue wants it, I must take it. So bodily concept of life means satisfying this gross material sense. That is bodily concept of life. But gradually, by Krishna consciousness, by training ourselves how to become Krishna conscious, then our business will be how to satisfy Krishna. Now we are satisfying our senses. That is bodily concept of material existence. And when we train ourselves how to satisfy Krishna, then that is our partition. This is Krishna consciousness. The process is there. Either you satisfy your senses, or you satisfy the proprietor of the senses. Krishna is called Rishikesh. Rishik means the senses. And Krishna is called Rishikesh. Srinaya Vivhaya Madhya Ratasthapaya Mevachya. Rishikesh. Kaya Rishikeshena Nidhisthitena. So Rishikesh. So bhakti means Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. Bhakti Rucha. Now Rishik means Indira. At the present moment, we are satisfying the senses. For the sensor, we are more aware higher objective. Sense wants to eat something palatable, although it is not good for me, either from health point of view or spiritual point of view. Just like meeting, eating or drinking, intoxication. This is not good either for health or for my spiritual advancement. But because my tongue wants it, I have become my servant of my tongue, I want to. This is the material condition. Because I don't want to serve Krishna, I want to serve my tongue. Karmadhya jivbhavati lobhamaya sudurmati tare jeta kothina samsari. We have got different senses. Out of all the senses, this tongue is very strong. Tongue is very strong. Therefore, Shastra says, Atasthi Krishna namadi nabhavid graiham indriyali. By these blunt senses, we cannot understand Krishna. We cannot understand what is Krishna, what is Krishna's name, what is Krishna's name, what is Krishna's form, what is Krishna's quality. We cannot understand. Therefore Krishna says, manushanam sahasresu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatamati siddhyanam kaschid vetsimam. To understand Krishna is not so easy. So, Shastra says that it can be made easy. It can be made easy. How? Sivanamukhi jivhadau samai vaspurattada It is simply engage your tongue in the service of the Lord. This one method. Simply engage your tongue in the service of the Lord. God will be with you. Come on. God will reveal Himself. You cannot see God. You cannot see Krishna. But when He reveals Himself, just like at night, you cannot see the sun. But when the sun reveals Himself, it is not by your effort. In due course of time, sun will arise in the morning. You can see the sun, you can see yourself, you can see the whole world. So, try to reveal Krishna. Don't try to see Krishna, because with your eyes, with your senses, this material fancy, you cannot see. It is not. Atat Sri Krishna Namaji.
You are chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, but you are not making progress because you have not come to this stage how to hear Krishna's name. But practice, that is the time. So this practice is recommended after that by our blunt senses, it is very difficult to understand Krishna. Atat Sri Krishna Namaji Navabe Grayam. Indriya is our property, is the Indriya. Then how the Devan Mukhi is Jivaro. Jivaro, beginning from that. This is a science. We try to understand. Everything begins by seeing or by touching, by tasting, like that. That's here also, the tasting. So, Devan Mukhi is Jivaro. If you engage your tongue in the service of the Lord, the Lord is with you. Therefore, we restrict our students to control the tongue. Don't eat, play, eat or eat. Don't drink. Controlling the tongue. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tan unte jivaro to prabhu mahi sudhirvan. Tongue is very fastidious, very greedy, and very difficult to control it. Actually, it's very difficult to control it. I have no hunger, but still my tongue is there. Yes, it is very nice. But this is it. Yes? Yes. Regret. Yes. And then it is a good season of the tongue. Therefore, the tongue is most formidable. Karmati juhavati, logomai sudhudamati, tare jeta kothina samasai. Krishna varadama, kurivari juhajya. Krishna is very kind. Just to control, just to help us to control over the tongue. Krishna varadama, kurivari juhajya, saprasadana bhiva. So, this process, if we simply decide that I shall not eat anything, it is not offered to Krishna Prasad. And I shall not talk anything which is not the subject matter of death or life. As Pabunsa Maharaj says, Vajansu Vaikuntha Gunanu Varna. If I talk, I shall talk about Krishna, that's better, no more talk. Your tongue is good. If you simply decide like this, that I shall not talk anything which is not in the matter of Krishna, and I shall not eat anything which is not offered to Krishna, then you become controller of all senses. You become the first class yogi. Yoga indriya samyak. Yoga means to control his end. And if you try to control, it's done by these two processes, you become the greatest being. But if I allow myself that I am this body, body means I am senses, let me enjoy my senses, then I am lost. I am the spirit soul, who is in the slumbering state, illusion, sometimes in daydream, sometimes in night dream. I am there. Because I am there, that I am seeing daydream and night. Unless I am there, who is seeing this daydream night? So I am there, but I am in the dreamland. Sometimes think these dreams and they are. So you have to get me out of the dreamland. To come to the real life, you have to take Krishna consciousness. Have to take to Krishna consciousness. The simple method is try to control your tongue. Whenever it is wrong. Thank you.
The deer did not come back in the evening
years, this length that he went to find out the deer and consciously and unconsciously fell down from the top of the hill and died. But because he was thinking of the deer at that time, the next time he was going to be. Jinjanalapi Smaran Rupi Sajatran Sipale. But because he was spiritually very much advanced, he could remember the I was Parmaharaj. Now I said, form of the deer. Therefore, he was keeping himself always among the sages and sensitive persons. He was eating the flowers and all the leaves and flowers thrown by the sages. Whatever they are doing, he thinks in this way, next life, he took birth in the family of the Brahmana. At that time, because he was remembering, he became completely strong. No more suffering, no more misfortune. So, this is the process going on. This is the great science. But foolish people, they do not know this science. How transmigration of the soul is taking place. How one great man is becoming a small animal. So Krishna consciousness movement is meant for enlightened people. This time, the science of the soul, Atma Tattva, Guruhitu Bhyamidina, Apustadam Atma Tattvam Guruhitu Bhyamidina. Tukubhyani Rajendra, Niran Shanti Sahasra. It's like you have come here to hear. The hearing is the only process to understand. Hearing and chanting. But those who are fully, they are not many are as yet. Now in many places, meeting is going on, lecture is going on. How to conquer material nature, how to become stronger than that we are. So many lectures are going on all over the world. And hundreds and thousands of people are hearing. Yes, take information. Even in Bombay, you find there are so many conferences and so many meetings are going on. And they are engaged in hearing. Newspapers are giving dictation. The editor is going to say, stereotype. He's taking hearing. So hearing is going on. Hearing is going on. Therefore, Shastra says, Sukhubhyadi Nirajendra Ninam Shanti Sahasra. There are thousand types of subject matter for hearing there are. Thousand types. Sahasra. Not one type. So, but who are they? Papasudanatmatattam. One is not interested about himself. They are hearing so many subject matters. Papasudanatmatattam grihesu grihesu. Now, bombast in household life, grihesu. This is very. And this hearing process has to be transferred. Saram Kirtanam Vishnu. This area, but you have to change the hearing process. Instead of hearing so many Ravi things and quality of life, just try to hear about Krishna, Krishna Bhagavan, the words of Krishna, the reflection of Krishna, very life. Hearing is going on. You cannot stop hearing. But hearing is very